Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I gotta bring this list in tomorrow of things that go on at restaurants and bars that you don't know happens.
Yeah. Oh.
And number one on that list was when you order, when you name your alcohol, in a lot of cases, they're giving you the well drink anyway and you don't even know it.
Really?
What do you mean if you say...
You say goose and soda, please. They're just giving you the bottom well drink vodka, and most people never even catch on to it. And the trick the bartenders say is to do it with the very first drink, because if you give them the good stuff on the first drink, they can tell the second and third and fourth. But if you give them a well drink all night, even if they're calling their gooses or their kettle ones or whatever, then they'll have no idea.
Do they feel?
Yeah. What difference does it make to the bartender unless they own the bar?
Well, they're trying to save money for the company.
But don't you look? I usually look when somebody's pouring my drink at what they're pouring in it.
Oh, I never watch. I just assume.
Really?
Never. Let's say you're at a restaurant and you order from your dinner table, right?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, plus there's this: a well and soda with lime costs $3. A goose and soda with lime costs $5.50. So they give you the well and soda. They ring up a $3 drink.
Just pocket the cash.
They charge you $5.50.
Saying that's going down. I'm just saying it just sparked my memory that I got to bring that list in tomorrow.
And I know that because everyone who tends bar is a liar.
Wow.
Wendy Adams.
Not a liar. I do the right thing.
I was going to say they definitely do that. Everybody knows that works at a restaurant. All the servers and, it's kind of like a... obvious. It's one of those things that everybody knows, and it's kind of like a big secret. But
are we back to the well drink thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the well drink. Everybody, or unless you're watching the bartender, which I think most people should be doing anyway, because there are definitely some shady bartenders out there. But yeah, you should.
So if I'm at a table and I'm eating dinner and I order myself a Grey Goose and soda, if I do that 10 times, how often am I really getting a well drink and not getting my call?
Oh, I would say probably after the first five, it doesn't matter anyway, because you're going to be sloshed drunk.
No, but, I meant like if I do that five different times on five different occasions or 10 different times.
Oh,
like,
I would say if you're not watching, then more than likely you're probably just getting a well drink.
10? Like every single time?
I would say, yeah. I mean, I just think that's...
And are the servers pocketing the difference, or is it...
No, not necessarily.
So why do they care?
Normally the servers just ring it in and they'll know about it, but it's more like they don't know. I mean, they're not going to know that they actually did it this time or not.
But why do the servers care or the bartenders care? Because it doesn't add any money to their...
I don't know how the bartenders do it. They could very well get more money out of it. It might be one of those things where...
they get rewarded for it?
Yeah, something like that, or, there will be turnover from drinks or things like that. It could be one of those things where they've had a lot of missed drinks or whatever, pouring drinks for their friends.
I think your
like
other
that.
Line just clicked in.
I'm wondering if there's anybody listening that actually had a manager say to you as you were working as a bartender, all right, look, we don't want you pouring the call drinks.
Right.
It's always well all the time.
I don't know why, but I think it's really cool that you say call drinks.
Sounds like did turn you on right there?
It's like just seems like something very official.
Hey, Aaron, good morning.
You pouring what I called?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to call in and say that probably does happen some places, but I work at a bar in Buckhead. It's called Seasons 52, a restaurant.
Never happens there. Never.
Absolutely not. You order whatever you want, and you're going to get that drink. I promise you that.
Of course.
Yeah, but only 140 calories worth of it.
475, my friend.
All right.
Good.
And well worth it.
Yep, so, that means four entrees, make a dinner for me.
Can't that be kind of scary if you get the, like, what if you're allergic to a certain type of vodka? Like, what happens if you get the wrong vodka and you have to order a specific vodka?
I don't think it works like that. I think it's basically It's all the same stuff.
Happen?
Like if you're allergic to potatoes, you're going to be allergic to all potato vodkas. If you're allergic to grapes, you'll be. But here's your motivation. Like, why would the bartender
go ahead? Care?
They may not even know they're doing it. Hey, Megan, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I actually used to work at a bar, and for my bartender, for him to save money, he would put the well vodka in the name brand bottles.
In the bottle.
So the bartender was actually doing it and not like a manager. So the bartender knew what they were doing.
Yeah, and he owned the place, but he was the main bartender.
He owned the place.
Okay.
See, that makes sense to me.
All right.
Because he's saving money with ordering all the expensive vodka. But if you don't own the place, then why do you care?
I never cared.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It is. Wow. It is interesting because I don't. Because I drink vodka, and I think the only vodka that I would know by taste is Ciroc, because isn't that grapes or something?
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
It is.
But, like, I don't think I would know. And, you know, they did a taste test. Do you know, hey, Cliffy, do you know the story of Grey Goose?
I know that it's, like, fabricated. Maybe it's Sky Vodka that's the fabricated story.
Well, no, Grey Goose is the luxury brand that just, it's not really any different than other ones, and I apologize to the Grey Goose distributors, but they just marketed it really, really, really well, like shipped it in wooden crates and frosted the bottles and everything and got people to, you know, people of influence to start drinking it. And but in taste tests, it doesn't, I mean, it's not, it doesn't
make like Starbucks coffee.
It's the Starbucks of vodkas.
Yeah.
I almost want to call you out on that. I want to call you out on the call. Because I think I could tell a goose from a really crappy vodka.
Tomorrow we go.
Bring it on.
Tomorrow we go.
We'll definitely do it right around this time. I'll be ready. I'll be ready for that.
Friday at 9:40.
Okay.
The vodka taste test.
Vodka off.
Yep. Hey, Bethany, good morning. You're on Q100.
Vodka off.
Hey, I just want to say I'm a server, and Jeff came on and said that, not you, Jeff, but the Jeff listener said that the servers know, too. I'd have to beg to differ that, because I wouldn't know, since I'm not a bartender, that he was doing a well drink. And usually I'm off getting the rest of the drinks to the table when the bartender's doing his drink. So I don't think the servers really know unless they're actually told.
Okay. Here's Jonas with maybe some motivation. Hey, Jonas.
What's going on?
You tell us, man.
No, not a whole lot. Hey, let me tell you exactly what it is.
Okay. All right.
So I used to be a bartender in a restaurant over there in Smyrna. You guys already made some presents some time ago for the big adventure test with the CD.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention the name of it, but you already know what it is.
Okay.
So if you're selling the premium vodka and you're serving the cheap stuff, at the end of the day, when they do the inventory and they see the computer that you're selling so much of that premium liquor, you can probably take one of those whole entire bottles home with you, because in the inventory it's going to reflect that particular bottle is gone.
Okay, so you'll end up taking the bottle home, and that's why you're giving others the well drink.
Well, I didn't do that in particular, but that's what the game is.
Wait. Okay.
Do you believe him because he's an accented fellow?
And he mentioned Burst
Adventure. You have the premium, you have the cheap. You're selling the premium on the computer, counting towards your inventory, and you're serving the cheap. But you can take the whole bottle of the premium liquor, huh?
You see what he's saying?
Yeah,
so at the end of the night, you still got a
gone
full,
anyway.
But don't you have some sort of deficit on the non-premium liquor?
On the well?
I don't think that they probably calculate the well stuff as closely as they would the actual bottle. I'm guessing. I don't know.
Jen does not believe.
One more call.
I understand where she's coming from. What's the point?
What's the motivation
behind
it? The owner part of the whole thing makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lisa. You are on Q100.
Hi. I used to be a bartender. And a lot of times what happens is if the bar is extremely busy and they're pouring lots of drinks, they might miss the call by accident, or a server might key something in wrong. So when you look at the ticket, it just says vodka soda, whatever. But that guy is right. Sometimes, like, in the inventory, if you're selling a whole bunch of well and you have that extra bottle, you can take that home. But a lot of times people would rather make the money off that liquor.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you work for a good bar, they'd rather make the money off the liquor than, like, take a bottle home.
Okay.
You know?
So we can't really find any real common motivation from bartender to bartender, but the only one that really makes sense to me is, like, if the owner of the bar is like the chief bartender, then you might want to watch a little more closely.
The Burt Show. Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.